too easy to steal? Some auto insurers will not offer policies on some vehicles. We'll tell you about that. For 2 months in a row, consumers say they are feeling better about the economy. But yes, there is a but. Gas prices are climbing again, and we'll share why that's happening. The lack of staffing is causing drugstores to cut back on the hours they're open. Straws are a problem, and now McDonald's is following Starbucks' lead. Sippy cups for all, it would seem. We've got the Wall Street Report and a bit about pay transparency. You ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition, Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I got to tell you, this week went bam, quickly. We were busy all week long after getting back from Nashville late on Sunday. And while it's good to be back, there was obviously, as always, when you leave on an assignment, there's always more to do when you get back. Hey, speaking of assignments and stuff to do, you can follow us on Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. So what do you do when your insurance company tells you they will not insure your vehicle because it's too easy to steal? That's what thousands of Kia and Hyundai owners are facing. CNN is reporting that Progressive and State Farm, two of America's largest auto insurers, are refusing to write policies in certain cities for some older Hyundai and Kia models that have been deemed too easy to steal, according to the companies. Several reports say the companies have stopped offering insurance on these vehicles in cities that include Denver, Colorado, and St. Louis, Missouri. The Highway Loss Data Institute released insurance claims data last September that confirmed what various social media accounts have been saying. Some 2015 through 2019 Hyundai and Kia models were roughly twice as likely to be stolen as other vehicles of similar age. Why? Well, because many of them lack some of the basic auto theft prevention technology included in most other vehicles in those years. So what's that? Well, specifically, these SUVs and cars don't have electronic immobilizers, which rely on a computer chip in the car and another in the key that communicate to confirm that that key really belongs to that vehicle. Without the right key, an immobilizer should do just that: stop the car from moving. A list of the models affected was not available. For the second month in a row, consumers are saying they believe the economy has improved, but there is a but. Because of the constant drumbeat by so many focusing on a recession, they also believe an economic downturn will be coming and coming soon. CNN is reporting the University of Michigan's closely watched Consumer Sentiment Index measured 64.9 for January. Now, that's up slightly from the preliminary reading of 64.6 earlier this month, and it is 9% higher than December's final reading. But it is still historically low. The index measured 101 in February of 2020, and it had an average reading of 86 between that date and the first ever reading in November of 1952. A separate report released earlier showed that consumers cut back on their spending in December and started stashing more in their savings as they prepare for a potential recession. All of that, as most economic indicators are pointing to no recession, or if there is one, it will be slight. It would be that consumers are certain that, for sure, they are uncertain. We don't need to tell you that gas prices have been climbing once again, but we will anyway, and then share why it's happening. First, the numbers. The national average for regular gas jumped to $3.51 a gallon on Friday, according to AAA. Although that's a far cry from the record of $5.02 a gallon last June, gas prices have increased by 12 cents in the past week and 41 cents in the past month. So why? Well, it's not necessarily the price of oil, which on Friday fell by over $1.60 to $79.38 a barrel, and it's not necessarily demand. Winter driving usually slows, and then that slows the demand for gas. So what is it? Well, the issue is refineries and the weather. CNN is reporting that the extreme weather in much of the United States near the end of last year caused a series of outages at the refineries that produce the gasoline, jet fuel, and diesel that keep the economy humming. For example, Colorado's sole refinery, the Suncor refinery just outside of Denver, was disrupted by freezing temperatures. When the refinery tried to restart, it suffered a fire and equipment got damaged. So where are we headed? You don't want to hear this, but Gas Buddy predicts a gallon of gasoline will cost you $4 by May. Strap in. If you need a prescription filled, you might want to check the new hours at your local pharmacy. Business Insider is reporting that Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens will begin cutting back hours because they can't find staff. Yep, there is a nationwide shortage of pharmacists. That means most of the pharmacies at Walmart's 4,600 stores in the U.S. will close at 7 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. by March. In the same month, CVS will cut or shift hours at two-thirds of their 9,000 locations that it operates. Retailers have been trying to court and keep pharmacists for years, but wages for pharmacists have declined lately. By how much? Get this. They are 5% lower in 2021, according to the New York Times. The pandemic made things even more challenging as retail pharmacies were charged with distributing COVID tests, vaccines, and treatments over the past 3 years. Pharmacists at chains, including CVS and Walgreens, told Business Insider in 2021 that they were simply burned out after working extra hours and dealing with a higher volume of customers. And because of that, some even quit their jobs. Strawless lids. Hey, it's becoming the rage. Business Insider is reporting that McDonald's is taking cues from breakfast rival Starbucks. A few years after Starbucks launched strawless lids, McDonald's is testing out its own in select U.S. markets. McDonald's declined to provide a list of cities where the lids are being piloted. The trade publication Restaurant Business, which first reported the test earlier this week, said that they spotted the new lids in Minneapolis. Starbucks first introduced strawless lids for cold beverages back in 2018. Its lids have a small opening for sipping. McDonald's strawless lids appear to work differently. But it is, after all, sippy cups for all. As an up-and-down day on Wall Street in the final hour of trade, the major indexes did come off session highs, but still managed to end the week in the green. For sure, it was a rocky week in which economic data and corporate earnings guidance hinted at softening demand, but also economic resiliency ahead of next week's Federal Reserve monetary policy meeting. The Dow closed up by just 28 points to close the day and the week at 33,978, while the NASDAQ ended the session up by 109 points at 11,621, and the S&P 500 gained 10 points to close the week out at 4070. From last week's close, the S&P and the Dow posted their third weekly gain in 4 weeks, while the tech-laden NASDAQ notched its fourth straight weekly advance. And finally, there is this. And this has to do with pay and pay transparency. The Washington Post is reporting that many workers, especially younger ones, are hungry for more pay transparency. But some employers are still finding ways to undermine or dodge the issue. These include posting wild pay ranges for some jobs, such as an advertising role shared by a LinkedIn member that had a pay range of, get this, $50,000 to $1 million. Yeah, like that's really helpful. Still, data by pay range tracker comprehensive.io shows more tech firms in California and New York are complying with the new rules, and major employers like Alphabet, Wells Fargo, IBM, and American Express are now including salary ranges for all U.S. roles. And speaking of Wells Fargo, the Des Moines Register is reporting that the company is moving employees. It is another blow to downtown Des Moines. Wells Fargo will move most of its employees and offices to its West Des Moines campus. The move adds to spaces vacated by other major downtown employers. Wells Fargo did not immediately announce how many employees would be affected, and the company will vacate the offices it owns at 800 Walnut Street and 206 8th Street. Well, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today and this week, as a matter of fact. We will be back on News Talk 1540 KXEL noon Central Time, on Sunday with the business news headlines that really made an impact this past week. All right, that is a wrap. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great Friday and evening and weekend. We'll catch you on Sunday, noon Central, on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.